Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While the Earth and the Moon peacefully coexist today, the process that formed their relationship was incredibly violent and lasted for tens of millions of years. Richard Walker, professor of geology at the University of Maryland, explains how we know which current geologic features survived the process.
As with most of the chemical elements, tungsten and hafnium consist of different isotopes. The different isotopes of each are characterized by having the same number of electrons and protons, but different numbers of neutrons. An isotope of tungsten, tungsten-182, is of special interest to geologists and meteoriticists because it was partly produced by the radioactive decay of an unstable isotope of hafnium, hafnium-182. Radioactive hafnium-182 was present when the solar system formed, but all of it converted to tungsten-182 within the first 50 million years of the solar system's history. This means that small variations in the abundance of this isotope of tungsten could only have been created within the first 1% of solar system history. In our study, we used a mass spectrometer to measure a very small but significant enrichment in the abundance of tungsten-182 in some 2.8-billion-year-old volcanic rocks from Russia. The lava that crystallized to form these unusual rocks was created by melting of the Earth's mantle at great depths. The slightly greater amount of tungsten-182 in these rocks means that the lavas sampled a portion of the mantle that formed very early in Earth history. Like the other rocky planets, Earth most likely grew to its current size by a series of collisions of bodies of increasing size over what may have been as much as tens of millions of years. Collisions involving bodies the size of the Moon or even Mars are so energetic that they can lead to complete melting of the resulting composite bodies, which would tend to mix away isotopic differences like we identified. Our new findings, therefore, indicate that some of the building blocks of Earth somehow survived the violent construction period of Earth's formation.
That was Richard Walker of the University of Maryland. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.